Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. In a moment, today's story, after this message from our sponsor. Kurt Bradley, Sam Young's closest friend, has borrowed money to pay Sam's debts. And now, as Kurt leaves for Chicago, Sam finds the brightest hope in the fact that Mr. Bradley has found a job in the big city, leaving his son Biff to stay with the Youngs. At least, Sam believes it, even though it's not true at all. Kurt actually lost the job. He was so informed by wire just recently. But he's continuing to behave as though it were waiting for him, knowing how much anxiety it would cause Sam if the truth were known. Pepper is just leaving after Mr. Bradley's last dinner in the Young home.
I have to go out for a little while, but I'll see you at the train, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, now, Pepper, you needn't see me off.
I'd like to. We don't get a chance to see a big businessman off on the midnight very often.
What's all this about seeing me off? There's nothing so very important about going to Chicago.
Well, it's very important to all of us here, Kurt. It's the thing that's given me the biggest lift in a year.
You don't know what it's done for Sam, thinking about your success.
But I haven't had any success yet, Mary. I'm just starting on this job. They may fire me the first week.
They won't fire you. They'll just wonder if it's really true that they've been lucky enough to get you.
You're crazy, Sam, but I like you that way.
Well, I'll run along now, Mr. Bradley. See you later.
Okay.
You mind if I go along with you, Pepper? Of course not, Biff. Come on.
Oh, and Biff, you're going to stay here with us while your father's away. Now, that's clear, isn't it?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Young, but I feel as if I'm imposing on you.
Are you sure you want to take on Biff? He can stay at the house just as well.
Stay in that big house all alone? I should say not.
All right, if you say so, Mary. I don't mind telling you that it'll make me feel a lot easier to know that he's here.
Well, I'll see you at the station, Dad.
Got all your bags packed?
Yeah, that's all done. Nothing to do now but take the train.
I'm going to leave you two together for a while. I want to make up the couch and Pepper's room for this.
Okay, Mary. Well, Kurt, so you're really on your way.
Yeah, it looks like it, Sam.
I wish I was stepping into a train tonight and going to a new job. But if I can't, the next best thing is to have you do it. Hang it all, Kurt. I wish I could have made a go of it over in Johnstown. Then you wouldn't be leaving Elmwood.
We did our best in Johnstown, Sam. There just isn't any moving that real estate right now.
No, I suppose not. But honestly, Kurt, I hate so to fail Mrs. Nickerson when she's counting on me to make things go.
You tried in every way to get rid of her stuff. There's nothing more you can do.
No, yes, there isn't.
The best thing for you to do, Sam, is to close up that Johnstown office and forget about it. Come back here and stretch out on this couch.
No, it isn't so simple to stretch out and take things easy when there's not a nickel coming in.
I know that, but, well, you owe it to yourself, Sam, and what's more, you owe it to Mary. You'd better look after her yourself for her sake. She's the one who's going to worry herself sick if anything goes wrong with you, you know.
Yes, yes, I know.
Just leave everything to me for a few weeks, will you, Sam? Just know that I'm working toward one end. To get you into the business with me, to find a place for both of us in some sort of a concern which doesn't make money in summer and dry up in winter.
You're a good friend, Kurt. I wish I didn't have to burden you with all my troubles.
Your troubles will always be mine and vice versa. Just as your good fortune will always be my good fortune.
Now, what have you got there, Mary?
Just a little box of sandwiches for Kurt to take on the train.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Mary. I never expect to eat again after the dinner I've already tucked away. You shouldn't have bothered.
Oh, nonsense. It didn't take any time at all. You know how I love fussing around the icebox.
I know how you think of everything for everybody. Thanks a lot, Mary.
I wonder how long before we'll see you again.
Oh, not long, not long. Maybe I can get back for a weekend just to look you all over and see if Sam here is behaving himself. I've been reading him a lecture.
Good for you. I hoped you would.
Well, Kurt's been telling me to lie around the house and take it easy while he does all the work.
I think Sam ought to give himself a few weeks to get rested up after the strain of the last few months.
Well, so do I. And he's going to do it, too, aren't you, dear?
Well, I may. But if there's a chance of Kurt sending for me, I want to be ready. I don't want to fall down on the job after Kurt's made good at it.
We'll return to the story of Pepper Young's family after this message from our sponsor. probably felt it yourself. That strange, sentimental something that happens to everyone in a railroad station when the time comes to say goodbye. Sam, Mary, they're all at the station now. And it's almost midnight, almost time for the train.
Where will you be stopping, Kurt? Do you know?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't yet, Sam, but I'll drop you a line.
Well, here are all your bags, Dad. I'll put them on the station platform.
Oh, and come along with me, son, while I see if I can check them.
Well, you want me to give you a hand with those, Kurt?
No, Sam, you stay here with me. Can't you see that Kurt wants to talk a bit alone?
Oh, yes.
Are you feeling all right, Dad?
Yes, I'm all right, son. How am I doing?
You're putting on a swell show.
That's all I wanted to know.
I'm sure Mr. Young thinks everything's okay with you.
Then I succeeded doing what I set out to do.
Did you hear anything from that wire you sent to Chicago today?
No. I didn't even bother to answer.
Well, where will you be staying, Dad?
I really don't know, son. The cheapest place I can find, I guess. I'm not going to spend much money while I'm there.
Gee, Dad, it must be awful for you when Mr. Young keeps on talking about the swell job you've got in Chicago.
It would be a lot worse for me if he knew the truth. This way he thinks everything's fine and he's full of hope for the future.
Yeah, I know. But you've got to tell him sometime that the job didn't pan out, haven't you?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Maybe something will turn up before we cross it.
Well, I sure hope so.
Hey, you and me both, my boy. Come on, we better get back to the Youngs.
Well, wait a minute, Dad.
Hmm?
Well, how long are you going to stay away if... Well, if you don't get anything to do?
As long as my money holds out.
Well, I still don't like to have you go alone.
Well, stop worrying about that, Biff. Keep your fingers crossed.
Well, I'll keep them crossed, all right.
Is the train on time, Kurt?
Say, you know, we forgot to ask. Run back there, Biff, and ask him if the train's on time.
Yes, sir.
Well, there he is. He hasn't gone yet. Hey there, Mr. Bradley. Peggy, Pepper, and I came down to see you off. We want to wish you the best of luck.
Thanks. I'll need it, I guess.
I've been telling him all evening that his bosses are the ones who are getting the brakes.
Don't pay any attention to Mr. Young. He's prejudiced.
So am I, Kurt.
Well, the train's about 15 minutes late.
That's good, or your father would have been gone by this time.
Hello, Pepper.
Hi, Beth.
See you.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Beth.
Carter?
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't go before we got here, Mr. Bradley. Look, we brought you a basket of fruit and a lot of magazines.
Oh, well, say, this is a party. Why'd you go and do a thing like that?
Oh, Carter thought of it. He thinks of everything.
Say, this is a beautiful basket, but I really don't think I ought to have it. You ought to keep it, Peggy, or give it to your mother.
Nothing doing, Mr. Bradley. It's for you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Here comes the train.
I'll never forget your coming here to see me off on my adventure.
And I hope they'll be swell adventures.
The best of luck, Mr. Bradley.
Thanks.
Be sure to let us know where you're staying.
You bet. Thanks for the fruit and the magazine.
You know I'm rooting for you, Kurt.
So long, Sam. And remember, you're going to relax. Take it easy and let Mary look after you until I send you the good word. Goodbye, Mary. Do you mind if I kiss you?
Of course I don't mind. Now, you take care of yourself, Kurt, and God bless you.
Goodbye, Pepper.
So long, Mr. Bradley.
So long, Dad.
I'll be seeing you, Biff. Remember all the things I told you.
I'll remember. And, Dad, well, if you don't feel good or if you feel like seeing me, well, I can drop everything.
Thanks. Goodbye, son. Goodbye, everybody, and... thanks for everything.
Bye.
Goodbye, Kurt.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Don't forget to write now.
Mary. Mary, you're crying.
I know. I just hate people to go away. I hate our little circle to be all broken up or changed any. I like things to go on just the same, always.
But they don't, Mary.
No, they don't. I suppose I shouldn't cry. Kurt's so full of high hopes, and he's got such a bright future ahead of him.
And now, this message from our sponsor. Mrs. Young, there's nothing ahead for Kurt Bradley but those empty, relentless feelings that come to the man or woman who enters a great city without a job, without money, without friends. Because he loves the Young so much, Kurt has taken all that upon himself as that midnight train disappears around a bend and roars toward Chicago. The Youngs will be with us again tomorrow. Pepper Young's Family has been a production of Nana Radio. Lee Stevens speaking.
Thank you.